بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity of meeting you Muslims in Canada. After khutbah, I have recited a simple verse from the Holy Quran, in Surah Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to be afraid of the day when you will be brought back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ When every soul, every nafs, every person, every male, every female will be given back its earning, what it earned, ma kasabat. Allah has sent us to this world for earning something. Which earning can we carry to the grave? Everybody understands this. Buildings cannot accompany us, positions cannot accompany us. Our beautiful, costly cars cannot accompany us. What then accompanies you? The prophets throughout history have warned mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives certificate. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَاهُمْ مِنَ الْأَجِدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ The trumpet shall be blown and all mankind will come up of their graves and rush towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسُلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا They will say, who has raised us from our sleeping places? It will be said to them, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ This is what the Rahman made promise. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ The prophets spoke the truth. This verse testifies to all prophets. All prophets gave the same news. O mankind, will be taken to the grave. And then a day will come and Allah will resurrect you. That's the day referred to here. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ The prophets spoke the truth. What truth? That you are going to be resurrected. Very simple point. And here is the main difference between us and the West. Allah gives an open certificate. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا As if Allah is certifying, I, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, hereby certify the Western nations know very well the outwardly things of life. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They very well know the outwardly things of life. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَتِهُمْ غَافِلُونَ But they are totally forgetful about Akhirah. And then there are many kinds. There are the Muslims. There are the Munafiqs. There are the disbelievers. They say, no, we are not going to be resurrected. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. This life is the life. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. We die here, we live here. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. Nothing but time kills us. They forget the Prophet's messages. They negate the Prophets. Many are the sayings in the Holy Quran. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes the disbelievers. Again and again. The words of Akhirah are the most important item discussed in the Holy Quran. There are more than 6,000 verses in the Holy Quran. Hardly a 500 piece, portion of 500 speaks about the regulations, hukums, ahkams. The remaining are all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speeches, talkings, His warnings. Pages after pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His blessings. Purpose is to remind man, you disbelieve my creation, you forget your first creation. In many surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this point. The warning is of the day, يَوْمَنْ تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ لَاللَّهِ. Be afraid of the day. Make preparations for the day. Be careful about the day. It's not fear of a tiger. It's fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The simplest item is references to the positions held by mankind here. If it is declared in this mosque, in this prayer hall, tomorrow Canadian Prime Minister is going to visit us. Everybody will call the giver of the information, you are foolish. How can he come here? If after investigation he finds that the message is true, Canadian Prime Minister is coming here for some reason or other, the imam, the committee will all be concerned. Oh, he's coming, how to receive him, what to do? If he calls you to his office, you are similarly careful. Many people suffer from utmost humility. What will happen to me? How I'll face him? If Obama comes to Canada, the same will happen to the Canadian Prime Minister. Much bigger than. Americans boast the mightiest nation on earth, president of the mightiest nation on earth. A boastful line spoken by the Americans quite often. How powerful is the president? Can he not die tonight? Can he stop death? Has he not been created in the same dark place where everyone has been created? Whole mankind, where does this manufacturing item come from? The manufactured item is a man, a baby who has come just now. Hardly a year passed before the gentleman and his wife were separated. They were not married. They were married in 11th month, a baby is coming. What from? From a clot of blood. How can a clot of blood be used in a manner to be used as a byproduct, as a basic item, to make this beautiful ear, eye, to make this ear. The whole world speaks about a lady who has big eyes. Eyes are considered an item of beauty. The ears are never quoted. No mother will say, I have got this girl married to my son because I like him, beautiful ears, supposedly. The Quran constantly talks about this too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, Surah Mulk, Qul, you say, what is the meaning of you say? O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say to your ummah, now he is not here. Whom is Allah addressing? The ulama say, many verses of the Quran referred to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now any reader, anywhere in the world, any time, any year, he will feel as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him, O reader of this Quran, Qul, you say, declare before the whole world, remind the people of the whole world, where did you get this ear from? Where did you get these eyes from? Qul, huwallazi anshakum. You say, he is it who has given you this existence. Ja'ala lakumul sama, wala basara, wala fida. He has given you the ears, he has given you the eyes, he has given you the heart, intellectual capability. Allah mentions three items. Two receivers of signals, signal, audio signal received through the eye, ear, video signal received through the eye. Mention two. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً. That's in another surah. He has given you the day and the night. In Surah Mulk, he talks about the ears and the eyes and the intellect. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَلَا بُصَارَ وَلَا فِدَهْ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Little it is that you show gratefulness. You should have said millions and millions and millions of Alhamdulillah. But you disbelieve me and my prophets. You ascribe falsehood upon my prophets. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. Surah Yasin says. And the prophets came to the people and declared, إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are just a man like us, a mortal like us. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. The Rahman has not sent anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. You are liars. Surah Yasin, verses of Surah Yasin. They are calling the prophets liars. The prophet saying is very simple. We are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the whole township, people, particularly Allah means the leaders, the eminent ones of the society. Eminent ones from the society ascribe falsehood upon the prophets. In what language? In Surah Yasin, it's mawjood, we all know it. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are just mortals like us. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. The Rahman, most merciful, has not sent anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. You tell lies. That is how the prophets have been attacked in throughout the whole ages. The next page in Surah Yasin. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. No prophet of mine ever came to a township. Nowhere in the whole world, every place, wherever my prophets went, they mocked at him. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. They were mocked at, they were laughed at, they were called liars, they were called poets, they were called magicians. Our prophet has also been called. أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Shall we forsake of the religion of our forefathers because of this poet, mad fellow? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in another place, in the same manner, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are not nothing but mankind like us. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. They laughed at, mocked at the prophets. In the particular verse, they are quoted for another item. أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Shall we forsake the religion of our fathers because of this poet, Majnoon, mad? Our prophet is termed mad. His mom termed a poet. This is in Surah Saffat, Surah number 37. Yasin is Surah 36. Saffat is 37. But the simpler version is there in Surah 29, Surah 6, number 68, Surah Qalam. First Surah is Mulk, second Surah is Noon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. In this Surah, this expression is simple. They call you Majnoon. You are not a Majnoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles our prophets. Ma anta, you are not a madman by the extreme grace of your Lord. Bi ni'mati rabbika la majnun. Wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun. I have kept for you immense reward, immense barakah, rahmah will be showered upon you. وَإِنَّكَ لَعْلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have been placed at the highest pinnacle of good behavior, good manners. The qualities that human being can ever possess have all been given up upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will see, you will also see. Who is the mad one? Whether you are mad or they are mad, this will be exposed very soon. Just be patient for a while. In this surah, the explanation is very simple. But the other one is not simple. Similar comment comes in Surah Saffat. أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ عَلِيَةٍ عَلِي شَاهِرٍ مَجْنُونَ Shall we forsake the religion of our fathers because of this poet, this Majnoon? Now the answer is different. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ No, he has come with the supreme truth. He cannot be a Majnoon, he cannot be a poet. It is slightly difficult to understand. أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ عَلِيَةٍ عَلِي شَاهِرٍ مَجْنُونَ Shall we forsake the religion of our forefathers for this their poet Majnoon? Shair is poet, Majnoon is mad. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, the word Majnoon is no longer there, like Surah Noon. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ No, he has come with the supreme truth. You call him mad, you call him poet. No, my prophet, he is the borrower, is the messenger with the supreme truth. What is the supreme truth? La ilaha illallah. This was in the beginning of this few verses. Innahum ila qila lahum la ilaha illallah yastakbirun. Whenever they were asked to say la ilaha illallah, they wouldn't say this. They would rather behave arrogantly. وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ عَلِيْهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ Shall we forsake the religion of our forefathers for a mad poet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ No, he has come with the supreme truth. وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ He has come to attest the truthfulness of all prophets. All prophets were selected persons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected them in a special manner. Another verse of the Quran says, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say Alhamdulillah. Wonderful verse. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say Alhamdulillah. Plus, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ الْمُرْسَلِينَ He said, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ الْمُرْسَلِينَ That is the execution. How to execute? قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ This is an order. Say Alhamdulillah. Say salam upon the Prophet. How to execute it? سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Peace be upon all the Prophets of Allah. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ This is very well known verse. Same surah, Surah Saffat. Last verses. I am quoting from the middle. So 2 points here. No, He is not by the grace of Allah. Allah consoles him in Surah Noon. Maanta illa maanta bineemata rabbika bimajun. I stand up for a particular call. Maulana Abrarul Aqsa Rahmatullah used to say, when you quote verses of the Quran in a sitting position, it's perfectly alright. But when you say somebody is sitting, but here is reciting the Quran, give him respect because he is reciting the book of Allah. So stand up. So I stood up whenever I felt that you may recite the first part of the Quran. This is an instruction by Maulana Abrarul Aqsa. When you recite, you are the top person. You will remain in a seated position, I will remain in a seated position. No, it's not showing respect. How to show respect? Stand up. Why stand up? Because now the reciter is you. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ فَسَتُبُصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ The answer is very simple. You are not a mad fellow by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْمِينَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَعَجْرًا غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ I have, rather for you, I have stored immense rewards in Akhirah and also in dunya. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ I have established you as the best possible person in the whole world. You are the greatest of all prophets. You are the greatest of all mankind. He has been termed وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ How many titles the Quran has given to our prophet? So this part is very simple, but the part in Surah Saffat is not simple. Bal jabil haqqi. No, he has come in the Supreme Truth. He cannot be a mad person. Saddaqal mursaleen. He has tested to the truthfulness of all prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what has Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam done? He has come in the Supreme Truth. One. Number two, he has testified to the truthfulness of all prophets. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ The Prophet spoke the truth. And in Surah Saffat, بَلْجَعَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ He testified to the truthfulness of all prophets. It's a great thing. No other religion in the world does this. You open Old Testament, the book claimed by the Jews, you will not find similar mentions. You go to New Testament, if one followed by the Christians, you will not get such statement. Who has testified? All prophets are Allah's selected beings. They are truthful. In Bible you will get many statements so ugly, you will be astonished. How can people call it a religious book? Well, Dawud al-Islam is ascribed to the fault of zina. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You will imagine why, if they are making standard versions, King James version, this version, that version, why haven't they deleted this item? Why do you keep it? I used to work with an English gentleman at Rugby, England in 1965. I went for training. I used to be an electrical engineer in the company. For 8 years I served outside. And the remaining I remained a teacher. So on my right side, there was a design, the diesel engine division, Rugby. His name was David. When I asked him, David, do you know why your name is David? David, do you know why your name is David? He shocked his shoulder. Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's just a name. Yeah. Which means he doesn't know what David is. He has no knowledge. David. Well, my fathers gave the name. Finish. Yeah. They have no knowledge even. Who was David? Who was Solomon? How the Quran speaks about them in superb language. Talking them in admiration of the qualities which Allah Himself has given them. But Allah praises him. Name Allah, how beautiful a servant of mine. Abdan Shakura, what a grateful servant it is. Many are the adjectives put before the names of prophets. Every prophet is shown utter respect. And the standard saying is very much there in Surah Baqarah. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. La nufarriqu baina ahadin min rusulihi. We don't keep any special distinctions. That our Prophet declared, I am the greatest of prophets. He added something with this. Our Prophet said, I am the greatest of all prophets. But the corollary is, not to show my pride. I am only making a statement of fact. Not to show pride. I am declaring that I am the greatest. It is not a boastful comment. It is a truth which Allah has asked me to make it clear to mankind. I am the son of Abraham, he used to say. I have been sent as a reply to the prayer of my forefather Abraham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me in reply to the prayers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When did he pray? In Surah Baqarah. Rabbana wa ba'as fihim rasulam minhum. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, the father and the son prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana wa ba'as fihim rasulam minhum. In my future progeny, make a prophet. Send a prophet. Ibrahim alayhi salam is praying with his son Ismail. How much ago the advent of the prophet? 25 years before the birth of our prophet. Only 25 years. 25 years before the prophet's birth. The Muhaddithin, 2500. And after the prophet, we have come 1400 years. After the prophet, 1400 years. Before the prophet, 3900 years. 3902500 and 1400 adds up to 3900. Almost 4000 years. 4000 years ago, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The language is given by the verse of the Quran. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Send in my progeny a prophet. What will he do? Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He will recite your verses. وَعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ He will teach the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ He will teach wisdom. وَيُزَكِّمْ He will make them purified. This is the prayer. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ The prayer was accepted. But when did the Prophet arrive? When did the Prophet arrive? After about 2500 years. And after the Prophet, we are following him 1400 years later. 3900 years ago, 3900 years ago, that was the prayer made by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Our Prophet used to say, I have been sent as a reply to the prayer of my forefather Ibrahim. Right? Why is Ibrahim shown so much of care, so much of respect by the Quran? The Quran mentions him so much, so much, so much, unbelievable. In the Durood Sharif, which is usually recited, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala. It's not there. In the verse which orders us to say, Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Alayhi means Muhammad. But our Prophet taught the Sahabi. A Sahabi companion asked him, how to say Durood upon you? We should have said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. No, our Prophet didn't teach that. He said, this is the manner in which you should send salam upon me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Who appears greater? As we have said, send upon Muhammad. As we have said, who comes first? Ibrahim comes first. But that is not mentioned in this verse, giving the order. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But why bring kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala al Ibrahim? The Prophet taught the companions, when you say durood according to this order, sallu alayhi, upon him, he said, no, Ibrahim has to be added. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Jibreel to teach our Prophet. Inform your ummah how to say durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidum majid. Next part also. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidum majid. In our prayers of the Prophet, we mention Ibrahim alayhi salam every time we say durood. It's the best of all salat upon the Prophet. Ibrahim has given a very high position. Millata abikum Ibrahim. Who has sammakum al-muslimin? Who has given you the name Muslims? It's my Prophet, my servant, Ibrahim. Who has sammakum al-muslimin? Millata abikum Ibrahim, the religion of your father, forefather, Ibrahim. Who has sammakum al-muslimin? He has given you the name Muslimin. Who has given us the name Muslimin? Ibrahim. Millat abikum Ibrahim. Ibrahim is mentioned in such languages. The Prophet says, I have been sent in reply to the prayer of my forefather Ibrahim. Right? Then another says, I am the greatest of prophets. Wala fakhar. I am the greatest of all prophets. I don't say it to express my pride. It's a statement of fact I have to do. It's a statement of fact. What is the fact? I am the greatest of all prophets. But he never boasted, he never showed pride. He was the noblest and modestest, most modest person ever born in the earth, was our Prophet. The best in creation is the modest in creation. His modesty has no parallel. On the day of conquest of Makkah Sharif, he was entering the Makkah Sharif and in his mouth was Sana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was saying, La ilaha illallah wahda. Anjada wada, wanasara abda, wahazamala hazaba wahda. He was expressing extreme gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any victor in the world would show proud. Look, I have come out victorious. Our Prophet didn't show boast. He showed extreme modesty and declaring the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was uttering this kalama in this way. La ilaha illallah. Allah is the only one who is worthy of worship. La ilaha illallah. Wahda, he is one in one, he is only one, absolute one. Anjada wada, he has kept his promise. Manasara abda, he has helped his servant. Who has helped his servant? Allah. Who is the servant? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Manasara abda, wahazamala azaba wahda. He has defeated all combined forces against Islam. Who has done this? He. Our Prophet was reciting this, and his head was going down and down and down. He had a black turban on that day. The describers say his head with the black turban almost touched the head of the camel which was carrying. The noblest of prophets, the humblest of persons, he used to cry throughout the whole night. Our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha used to ask him, "You cry so much, your pitch becomes swollen, you remain standing in such a position. Ya Rasulallah, Allah has declared that He has forgiven everything before you, your nabuwat, and after that, why do you cry before Him so much?" His simple answer was, "Afala akuna abdan shakura? O Aisha, shall I not be a grateful servant of my Lord?" What does the grateful servant do? What does he do? While he eats, he says, "Akulu kama yakulu ab." I eat as a slave eats. La akulu muttakiyan. I don't eat putting my back on against something. So you may be afraid. I had the opportunity of seeing two great personalities in Dhaka. One was Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Khalifa in Bangladesh, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah. He invited Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab from India. The two great Khalifas met at Dhaka and were discussing the Sunnah of the Prophet while eating. The house was owned by a gentleman from India, Azamgarh, Haji Habib. So in the midst of this, he asked, "Hazrat, hum jo baith ke chair mein baith ke khate hai, you are expressing so much of description about the Prophet. He used to sit in the ground, eat here," and his quotation, "Akulu kama yakulab, I eat as a servant eats. La akulu muttaki, and I don't eat giving my back help from elsewhere. Hum jo chair table pe khate hai," means what is your opinion that we who eat our food on a table? Maulana Abul Haq from India said, "Kha sakte ho, khana upar rehta hai." That's the meaning. You can eat, the food remains in a higher position. Lekin hum to niche baith ke khayenge. It's allowed, but we will always work according to the preferred state. What is the preferred state? Sitting on the... No. What is the allowed state? What is the allowed state? As you said in Urdu, "Kha sakte ho," you can eat. Khana upar rehta hai, the food remains upstairs. About that. The food should be shown this way. I am suffering from Parkinson's disease. The hands vibrate. I am taking medicine, but it is some byproducts. My tongue and lips all become dry. That is why I am drinking water. But I want to mention a special sunnah of the Prophet about drinking water. What are our Prophet's suggestions while you drink water? Drink in a seated position, number one. Drink with your right hand holding the container. Say Bismillah. Eat it. Drink in three sips. This we don't know, many of us. What is the meaning of drinking in three sips? In the first sip, drink a little. In the second sip, drink a little. In the third sip, finish the whole glass. So I'm just showing it to you. I could not finish the glass. But the lesson remains. Say Alhamdulillah. And your brother is saying. Drink looking at it. Don't keep your eyes closed and then drink. No. Drink with open eye. Drink with in salat also. Eat, say your salah with eyes open. You say, "I feel very much pleasure when I close my eyes. I feel as if I am on the seventh heaven before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I keep my eyes closed, I feel like that." That is why I say my prayer in closed position. What is the Prophet's injunction? What is the order of the Prophet? Don't say prayers with your eyes closed. Which should be obeyed? My feeling or the Prophet's order? I feel as if I have become a saint. I have been taken to seventh heaven. If I keep my eyes closed, what does the Prophet say? No. Say your prayers, keeping your eyes open. We meet our bosses. The boss likes you very much if you keep yourself slightly bowing. "Yes, sir. Sir, my friend here was in Navy, Bangladesh Navy. He was a commander, equivalent to Lieutenant Colonel of Army. There they say, 'Sir, much more than we do before our boss.' If you think I should behave as I behave with my boss, keeping me slightly bored, sir. No, in prayers you shouldn't do that. Our Prophet shows, teaches, you should say prayers while you are erect. Don't do like this. Don't do like this. Stand erect. Look at the points of sijda. Isn't that? Which should be obeyed. So that's a sunnah. So we are discussing keeping the verse in front of us. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be afraid of the day on which you will be taken back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Then every soul will be given back what it earned. What earning have you been doing for the last half an hour? What earnings have you made? Every second the angels are writing sawab against your name in the book of Akhira. The account in Akhira. How are the deposits made there? Are they maintained in pounds? Akhirat account, hisab. Our Prophet has given us the simple formula. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Qul, you say, you inform mankind, O my dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform people. What? Say like this, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me. If you love Allah, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will himself love you. You don't have to say, I love you, Allah, I love you, Allah, I love you, Allah. His mentioning will not bring love of Allah. You just follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will love you. قُلْ You say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Forgive, follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ He'll forgive your sins. Allahu غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ The verse in the Quran says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You remind, reminding will certainly benefit the believers. You discuss, discussions will certainly benefit the believers. We have been discussing some items of the Holy Quran, talking about some verses of the Quran. The idea is to invite you to a small, closer ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet's great saying, again dictated by the Quran, قُلْ You say, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْوَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ This is the path of mine. I invite you as Allah. Allah basira ana wa manittaban. I do it. Whoever follows me is his duty. قُلْ You say, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي This is my path. What is your path? أَدْوَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ I call towards Allah. I am calling you towards Allah. Don't say, am I not a believer? You are calling me. Definitely you are a believer. But belief has to be increased. How to increase it? The Quran gives the formula. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You remind my mankind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَىٰ Certainly reminding will benefit the believers. I am reminding you. How am I reminding you? I told about you about the day we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What stands in the middle? The West stands in the middle. Oh, America, oh, Canada, oh, Germany, oh, England. I used to have a training in England. I talked about the David. He shrugged his shoulders. So the West is West, the East is East, the twain shall never meet. In age 65, there was the common saying amongst the English people. Young men would say, this country is no good, England. I will go to America. Which year am I talking about? 65, 1960. I went in August, in September, Pakistan-India line started. I was there at that time. So even at that time, the people there in England would say, I will go to USA. Where will you go? I will go to USA. If I can't go there, I will go to Canada. If I can't go either to USA or Canada, I will surely go to Australia or New Zealand. Is the situation different or same? What is the dreamland? Dreamland is America. That makes us blind. Our Prophet's sayings become secondary. That becomes the top. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore refers Ya'lamuna zahiran min al-hayati dunya. They waste. As if Allah is giving certificate. I, Allah, hereby certify. The people of the West know very well the things, outwardly the things in life. But they are ghafil about the akhirah. Many verses in the Quran talk about this. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ Or Bhuta, wonderful verse. Let not be strutting about of the disbelievers in the cities, beguile you. The way they move in their countries in New York, Australia, Toronto, very proud of their developments. Allah calls it يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا They are strutting about, moving with pride. Let not this deceive you, O Muhammad. Let not this deceive you. لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ Let not you be beguiled by the walking in proudness in the streets of the West. You shouldn't be beguiled. Don't be unhappy with your state. مَتَّاعٌ قَلِيلٌ The translation of Ashraf Ali Thanvi is Chandin Bahar hai. They will spring for a few days. The simple meaning is Mataun Qalil, enjoyment for a little while. Summa ma'awahum jahannam, wabisal mihad. Wabisal? Allah wants us. Don't be deceived by the dazzling civilization of the West, called civilization. It is not civilization. Without Allah, there can be no civilization. You mention everything, but don't say Alhamdulillah. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحَدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ You will be astonished. You will say, such a verse exists in the Quran? It does. Take the reference number 3945. Surah number 39, verse number. What does it say? وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحَدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ Those who don't believe in Akhirah, when Allah, the only one, is mentioned before them, they react with disgust. The name of Allah, when uttered before them, they react with disgust. اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ If Allah is not mentioned, if it says nature, oh, that's very good. I purchased a book only the other day. What's the name?
In defense
of liberal education. What is the name of the author?
Farid Zakaria
from India. He talks very nicely about West, but then quotes from the Bible. Nowhere is quoting from Quran. If you mention Muhammad, if you mention Jesus, very good, secular. The verse here exactly talks like that. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ Those who don't believe in Akhirah, their face is showing the disgust they have, hatred. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah alone is mentioned, they show disgust. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ If Allah's name is not mentioned, other names are called which they love, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ They become very happy. Do you think this verse has been given for 2015? Our friend, our brother Muslim from India, very famous educationist in USA, he writes in his books many quotations from Bible, no mentioning of Islam. Only place where it is mentioned is Islamic terrorism. The word is Islamic terrorism. Liberal education will remove Islamic terrorism. He is a Muslim. He writes it. If you write against Islam, you are very intelligent Shia, member of the intelligence. In Bangladesh, they call Buddhijibi. This means man of intelligence. Who is a man of intelligence? Who never talks about Islam in good manner. Who never talks about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in good manner. Who never mentions. Jesus is mentioned. If you mention Jesus, if you quote from Bible, how does he quote from Bible? That is another story. But he brings in to show his English masters, American masters, look, I'm a modern man. I don't talk about Islam. You will feel as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this verse today. Open up, 39:45. When Allah alone, la ilaha illallah, is talked about, إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون, they become arrogant. وإذا ذكر الذين من دونه إذا هم يستبشرون. If Allah is not mentioned, nature, Qazi. We are products of time. We come with time, we go with time. In here, ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما هي نعم. إن ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر. Nothing but time kills us. Again, the same verse in another form. إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما نحن بمبعوثين. We will never be given new life again. That's the verse of the Quran. What do the disbelievers say? Allah has put together all the disbelievers' comments. Why? To increase our faith. Astonishing point. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quote so many disbelieving the comments? Ulama will say, you recite the Quran. Those verses will act as a rejuvenator of your faith. That's the miracle of the Quran. Many verses in the Quran are utterly against Islam. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُنْ إِفْتَرَاهُ. The disbelievers say, this Quran is utter lie. هَذَا إِفْكُنْ إِفْتَرَاهُ. Muhammad has made it. He claims Allah has sent it. No, that's wrong. Muhammad has himself made it and says it has been made by Allah. How disbelieving the quotations are, Surah Furqan. Why Allah has given this? Increase the faith of the Muslims. Whatever is made part of the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whatever I put in this Quran is direct healing for the Muslims, a rahmah for the Muslims. Beautiful verse. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. But for disbelievers, it only increases their disease. For Muslims, it is a shifa, healing and rahmah. For disbelievers, it only increases their loss. Allahu Akbar. In Surah 50, Surah Qaf, again, Allah brings this statement. Aiza mitna wa kunna turaba. What? When we are dead and become dust, shall we be given life again? No. Zalika rajum ba'id. That's a distant return. What is the meaning of distant return? An idiom in English language. Distant return, which will never happen. That which will never happen. Allah is quoting the disbelievers. Hayhat lima tu'adun. Far away is what you have been promised. He is promising you another life, a life after death. Totally wrong. No, this is a distant return. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes the disbelievers' comments, pages after pages. Why? Once this made part of the Quran, وَنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whatever comes in the Quran is a direct blessing for mankind. It's bringing a rahmat for us. Those verses now have become part of the Quran. Some people say, تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ. This لَعْنَةَ upon أَبُو لَهَبٍ. I don't recite this surah. It's a surah of lana. But the Ulama say, no, you are totally wrong. Now this is no longer lana, is a part of the Quran. Every time you read it, every harf will bring you 10 swabs. My manager reminds me the time is over. I have enough discussion. I am not an alim. I am not an Islamic scholar. I am a simple electrical engineer. I took the degree BSc Engineering Electrical Electronic in 1961. Then I worked in a power station for 2 years. In another 8 years, I worked with a company, English Electric Company. Then after 8 years in practical life, I joined BUET, Bangladesh University of Engineering Technology. I joined in August 69, came out of that in June 95, 26 years. I had no promotion. I joined as an assistant professor. I resigned as an assistant professor. My retirement time was not due, but a very dear teacher of mine, Dr. Abdul Mateen Patwari, who was the Vice Chancellor, he called me, come with me. Here is the Islamic Institute, Islamic University of Technology, sent by YC. You heard the name? Organization Islamic Cooperation. Nowadays the name has been given different name. So I went there, worked for another 7 years full time. Assistant professor, go. Assistant professor, out. So 26 plus 7. 33 years I worked as teacher. 8 years I worked practically. But during this university life, I had the occasion to meet these two great saints of India. One is Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi's Khalifa, Bangladesh, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah. The second one is Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab from India. Maulana Muhammadullah at one point with my staying with him said, "You are not an alim, but you have remained with us pretty long time. I give you a responsibility. Talk about me and our teaching, our prophet Sunnah, wherever you get chance, amongst the English educated people. You are not an alim, but I give you a responsibility. You have been with us for a long time. Now here is a chart. Talk to the people about Islam, about our prophet's qualities, about different aspects of Islam and the companion. That's why I have come here. I'm not an alim. I have a career of shoes. Shoe career. As you have twin career, similarly you have shoe career. I have a shoe career of the ulamas. The ulamas are the prophet's heirs. But the whole Muslim society is engulfed in darkness. They most commonly talk about the ulama in disgrace. Inna alladhina ajramu kanu minna alladhina amanu yadhakun wa idha marru bihim yataghamazun. When they see them, they wink at them. Yataghamazun means, look at my eyes, young ones. Wa idha marru bihim yataghamazun. Yataghamazun means blinking with eyes. You understand? Yataghamazun, what is the meaning? So this verse has been talked about for the disbelievers. But Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah of Pakistan, the great person, he says, these are now behaved at like just like the Quran mentions, even with the ulama. Maulvi log, kuch nahi jante, khali akhirat, akhirat karte hain. This Maulvi, this ulama, they speak only about akhirat, akhirat. Has Allah asked us to talk so much about akhirat? Hasn't he said, everyone becomes a Mufti Sahib? What's this up? Hasn't he taught us, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana? Okay, now, Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, whose books are read in Tabliq Jamaat, he says, okay, atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Let us make shares, 12 hours for dunya, 12 hours for akhira. Do we do that? If he says, atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. So let us make it equally shared. 24 hours should be divided. We work 24 hours, 12 hours for dunya, 12 hours for akhirah. It is not required. Saying 5 times of salah takes maximum 2 hours. 5 salahs, how much? So the life we want to live, we cannot live because of the influence of the West. The Quran mentions their cases very, very much. I like to quote 3. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَا لِلْآخِرَةِ مُغَافِلُونَ. They very well know the outward things of life, but they are totally ignorant of the life of the after, life after death. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. They talk about the blessings of the whole world, the ni'mah, the blessing, but they don't believe. They understand the significance of the Quranic verses, but they don't say thanks. They teach the new baby. He is going to 4 months, 6 months, 5 months, 6 months old. And then when the guest comes, look, my baby can say thank you. Say thank you, baby, thank you. So you are very happy. You are very happy to teach him thank you. The world is not happy to think Allah, Alhamdulillah. You can't say Alhamdulillah. If you say Alhamdulillah, you are put in the list of Mujahideen, Taliban. You have made a madrasa in my our house. A friend of mine who says the prayers always in the first rakat, Takbir-e-Tahrima, he came and said, what is done here? The children are taught Quran and Hafiz al-Quran. Oh, Hamidur Rahman has started a Taliban school. Our Prophet says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Who is the best amongst mankind? Those who learn the Quran, teach it. But what is my friend saying? A friend of mine says, Namaz in Takbir-e-Ula, first rakat. What has Hamidur Rahman started? My name is Hamidur Rahman. Oh, teaching the Maktab, Furqaniya Maktab, Akhrab Taliban. They don't feel ashamed that you used to say the teaching places for the Quran as the places of Taliban. So the main point is we have to come forward and go forward in the direction of Allah. The famous verse in the Quran says, Sariu ila maghfiratim min rabbikum. Race, R-A-C, race. Race towards the Maghfirah and Jannah of the world. In other words, Sabiku, go ahead of others. Sariu, Sabiku, come forward, help the religion of Muhammad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kunu ansar Allah, be the helpers of Allah. How to be the helpers of Allah? These discussion meetings are a sunnah. Didn't the Prophet sit at Dar al-Arkam and talk with the Sahabis for a long time before making hijrah to Medina Munawwara? What was their madrasa? Dar al-Arkam, the house of Arkam. Arkam was a young man, hardly in 30s. He came forward to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, I will give one of our rooms for you. You can discuss with your prophets whatever you want, whatever you wish. Yes, not at all afraid. It's open breast, he said. Let the Quraysh come. I have the right to do whatever I want in my house. So the house he invited the prophets in was Dar al-Arkam, Arkam's house, the first madrasa. This is a madrasa for 50 minutes. Finish. What have you done? We have done Rakkir Fainas the Quratan Faudun. Allah has said, remind will benefit my believers. Our belief and benefit will be given by him. So we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have done some executionary works of your zakir. You have said, remind, discuss. We have reminded each other. We have discussed. فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَاتًا فَوَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Surely discussion will benefit the believers. Oh Allah, give us the benefits now. Increase in our faith. May you grant us the opportunity of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, working for his religion, working for removing his sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The time is 9:55. What time is the Salah?
10:30.
Would you like to speak sometime? Okay, we finish here. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منه اللهم خذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين